Questions, guys?
Coach, what do you think of the guys out there on the field for the first time?
The guys look good. You know, it's more of an orientation, so we took it slow. Just more individual drills and a little bit of teamwork at the end. But the guys look good. Very engaged.
Does everybody do team? Even your top picks when you run them through that in this mini camp?
That's for us.
As far
team
as
drills?
Going through the team.
Yes, yes.
Some teams
yes.
vary than how much.
Yes, yes. But it's a walkthrough. Okay. You know? So everyone's basically getting aligned and getting the calls and walking through their assignments. Very simple.
What's your expectation for the guys this week? What do you hope they come out of this weekend with?
Well, first of all, half of the transition to this league is off the field. You know, so our hope is these guys develop some sense of being a pro, you know, in the first 2 days. And, you know, outside of that, just picking up our basic football knowledge, you know. They're a month behind our veterans, you know, starting Monday. So they're chasing our guys. So we want to get them as close as they can before they start with our guys on Monday.
Vance, things have changed so much in the past just about what the NFLPA players and the players are allowed to do, and also
right.
with the injury situation. Is that one of the reasons why, hey, let's get these guys in here moving first? Because, you know, rookies come in, you want to hit it.
Right, absolutely. I mean, they haven't played football since their bowl game. You know, so to bring guys in and ask them to play full-speed football, you know, just for a two-day evaluation makes no sense to me. You know, we drafted these guys. It was a long evaluation process, so to bring them out 2 weeks later to see what they can do, it's too late, right? We draft them the hour. So I think to bring them in and, you know, start them slow and give them a chance to just get comfortable, you know, with us and with the program and have some football and have some off-the-field stuff, that helps the guys to transition quicker, in my opinion.
Chad Kelly looks like he's reshaped his body out there, slinging it pretty good. What do you think of his performance so far?
Well, I've been proud of Chad overall. I mean, he's been here every day. I mean, he's worked his butt off. And you mentioned that he's changed his body. I mean, last year he was a little tubby kid. You know, he is really lean now. He's eating right. He's working hard. I mean, he's definitely put the work in. And he's throwing the ball really well right now. So I've been really proud of Chad. I mean, he's obviously here as a second year player, as a first year rookie. So he's been good for our new guys.
Yeah, what have Jake and Chad done for these guys this first weekend? What value do they get from this weekend?
Well, they've been in our program, you know, the last month. You know, so they can lead these guys on the drills, obviously, even with Lauren Landau stuff. You know, those guys have been in the program for a month, so it helps to have four or five veteran guys here to kind of lead our young guys through the process this weekend.
Vance, anybody's athleticism jump out at you, maybe a little better than you expected?
It's hard to say. You know, it was more walkthrough today. But I tell you, you know, Chubb's a big, explosive guy. I mean, that's obvious. Both receivers we drafted are both big athletes, great ball skills, and they're all good workers. So, but it's hard to see everyone, you know. But next week, obviously, we'll see more from those guys physically.
Vance, will any of these new guys be in the mix for a punt return job this season?
Yeah, we've got a couple guys. You know, obviously Lindsay's here to be a returner and a halfback for us. River Craycraft's been catching balls. Hamilton's catching balls also. You know, that's going to be obviously open competition for us. You know, Isaiah's still here. We'll get Jordan back probably about mid-camp. So we've got about four or five candidates to be a punt returner. That's a huge job for us, obviously.
BJ, yes. Kind of the buzzwords of the draft were maturity and leadership.
Yeah.
Just 2 days with them, one in the classroom, one out here. What's stood out to you about this class so far?
Well, you said it. I mean, it's a very mature, very engaged class. You know, everyone's so serious, you know, and that's a good thing because it's a hard league for young guys. You know, you bring those guys in and you hope they transition, you know, cleanly, but sometimes it doesn't happen that way. But the linebacker, you know, Josie, I mean, he's a very, very serious guy. He's in the front row every meeting. So is Chubb, you know, so is Cortland. So it's a class that we're proud of from a maturity standpoint and from a point of, you know, helping us get better as a football team. You know, it's 18 guys, and I can truly say, you know, all 18 guys have a chance to help us. And that's special with your draft class.
Accountability has been kind of a word that has come up with guys yesterday that are on their T-shirts, and yeah. So does that go on with the message that you've been trying to preach to those guys?
That's been our off-season theme for our entire football team. You know, we want more accountability from all of us, coaches to players, all of us. You know, and that's because the best teams win. You know, every team has talent, every team has good drafts, you know, every team has good players, but the best teams who who do things right all the time, those teams win. So that's our message this offseason.
Are you surprised that Jeff Holland was available there after the draft?
Yes, we had a draftable grade on him as an outside linebacker, so it was really cool to get him signed. You know, every free agent we actually signed had a draftable grade on our board. So all, eight guys maybe, had draftable grades. So that's always cool. That's the eighth round of the draft. And, you know, we've had great success here at Denver, you know, with those guys, you know, with Chris Harris. And last year we had three kids play, Rios, Thomas, Jamal Carter played last year. So we've had great success with the eighth round of the draft. So hopefully it happens again.
Vance, you mentioned how you're impressed with the way Chad's attacked the offseason. How has Paxton handled the fact that he's not vying for the starting job like the last two summers, but for the backup job?
I think Paxton's done a good job also. I think for Paxton and our football team, it's been a weight off all of our backs to have a starting quarterback, right, and have everyone's role defined, you know, from day one. So for Paxton, he can relax and get better each day and not worry about a competition, you know. So I think for Paxton, being around Case also, you know, I mean, Case has been through some ups and downs in his career, so he can learn from Case on how to handle those things, you know, and it takes time to be an NFL quarterback, you know, and you would hope with Case being here, he can sit back and relax and get better as a quarterback and not worry about being the guy right now, you know, and just compete to be our backup.
Do you expect some of these rookies to come in and take a leadership role this season, or do rookies kind of need to sit back and learn?
I've told those guys this. I said, come in and listen, learn, and follow, you know, but don't take a back seat when it comes to competing, right? Every kid that we've drafted or signed as a free agent has a chance to help us, you know, so we want them to come in and compete hard, but also be humble enough to understand that it's veterans here that's played at a high level. So just listen, learn, and follow, but also compete. That makes sense?
Anything else? Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Good seeing you guys.